Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've heard that voice for 40 years on the draft, Mel Kiper. He is projecting, with the draft here in Pittsburgh, the Steelers making a gigantic splash, anointing their next successor at the position, ignoring all this hype around Will Howard. Omar Khan saying today, when asked about Ty Simpson and guys in this draft, well, hold on a second. Let me tell you how much I love Will Howard. I was in Mike McCarthy's office, and we were raving. We were gushing over his practice tape from last year. We could not get enough of the practice tape. We loved it. And there is Omar, and there's Mel Kiper Jr. saying Ty Simpson is the guy they should take.
There's one thing that's pretty true about Simpson from this past year that Mel cites there that I think for people, I'm talking like I'm not one of those people most years and just didn't get very back into college football this year, but it is true. It would be hard for most people to conceptualize of an Alabama team that really could not run the ball all year to support its quarterback. They sucked at running the ball. Like, objectively, one of the worst teams in the country running it. They were almost all Ty Simpson, like whatever he could do. Here's my thing about that, though, as a like using that as an excuse. Don't you want a guy who you're projecting as maybe a first-round NFL pick at quarterback to rise above a bad running game in college when he's at Alabama especially? They still have a talent advantage on the majority of teams they play. And even if they're not running it well, isn't his job as Alabama's quarterback to help surmount that problem?
That's why I'm not just saying this because I was in on Kenny Pickett and ultimately proved to be very wrong about him. I'm owning that. I'm not trying to sidestep that. Ty Simpson better than Kenny Pickett. Are we sure about that? Kenny had one spectacular year at Pitt. Everything else was pretty ho-hum, pretty average. Ty Simpson had a great half season at Alabama. I think one great full season, by my math, beats one great half season.
He also couldn't beat out Jalen Milroe, who, yes, got drafted, but was, even at Alabama, raw as a passer. They decided he was the better choice to try to win games than Ty Simpson.
So Kenny had Jordan Addison. Okay, that's not nothing. He ended up being a first-round pick.
Simpson had USC. Ryan Williams and other guys, but Ryan Williams actually faded into the background a little bit this year. But Kenny, Ty Simpson, still in balance, has a lot more talent to work
with. That's what I mean.
He's got Caden Proctor on his offensive line.
He's going to be a first-round pick.
How many dudes from Alabama's team, even in a quote-unquote down year where they merely got blown out by the eventual national champions in the college playoff?
Right.
How many guys from that particular team are still going to end up in the NFL this year? Many.
Donnie, go look up Daniel Jeremiah in like top 50. See how many Alabama guys are in that list. See how many Alabama guys besides Ty Simpson.
It's probably not as many as you would normally think just this year.
Well, how many were in Kenny's year from Pitt? Zero? Because Addison didn't go in the same draft. He went and played at USC first. How many NFL players? Izzy Abanikanda?
I'm trying to... Servassie Dennis still on that last Kenny
Servassie
team?
Dennis.
On the other side of the ball.
He was.
Yeah. I mean, he's started out reasonably well in his NFL career.
He was a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, he was a later-round pick who looks like he's adjusted well.
Two guys besides Simpson?
No, just one besides him.
Proctor?
Yeah.
That's it?
I mean, a lot of their guys are not draft eligible yet. Like, Ryan Williams was supposed to be the next big thing at wide receiver, and he still, I think, is like 18 years old as a guy who's already done with 2 years of college.
Okay, I'm going to say this, and then I want to know if you guys agree with it, and I want to get our listeners' thoughts on it, too. Today is February 24th. We're 58 or 57 days away from the draft. I'm trying to think about the best way to say this to drive home the point the best. I would hate this so much. Like, I would actually hate drafting Ty Simpson in the first round more than I would hate the Steelers bringing back Aaron Rodgers for another year. It's the single thing they could do to upset me and annoy me and piss me off the most as a fan.
Even though they finally have a coach that works with quarterbacks as their head coach?
I just think it is such a freaking reach and desperate move. Even more so than like asking Aaron Rodgers to run it back for another year.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It would reek to me of the draft is in Pittsburgh, so we want to like get headlines and we want the sizzle and sex appeal of taking a quarterback in the first round. Who in their effing mind watched the SEC championship game or the college football playoffs and said, yep, this is our guy. This is the dude. And I get it. Mitigating circumstances, you could say, you know, Fernando Mendoza, his last year at Cal when they played Pitt, did he look like a future franchise quarterback in that game? Probably not. But then he went on and he played out of his mind at Indiana and took that program to new heights. Ty Simpson wanted to win me over, go back and play at Alabama for another year and show me that you're more than just a six-game wonder. And by the way, of those like six games, how many were against fluff teams? Because it's September and October football. How many are against FACACTA teams? Didn't they lose to Florida State?
They got
they
hammered
lost
by Florida
to Florida State.
They got beat
so,
pretty soundly by Florida State.
You know, when
State.
These guys like Kuiper bring up how he got off to such a great start, they lost to Florida State. And they didn't just lose.
Yeah, they got
thrashed. They got drubbed by Florida State. This is the guy I'm pinning my hopes on?
He got outplayed in that game by Thomas Castellanos.
He's Alabama's quarterback.
All right, I'm going to give you Ty Simpson's numbers through 8 weeks.
If Ben Roethlisberger's at Miami, Ohio, and he goes and plays Iowa in September, and his numbers don't look good, you know what? I'm going to chalk that up to it's Matt guys versus Big Ten guys. I'm sorry. Like the Mel Kiper saying, well, Alabama didn't really have dudes. That does not pass my smell test whatsoever.
The first eight games of the season, I'll even give him the first nine. 21 touchdowns and one pick for Ty Simpson. The best games of that bunch, they lose to Florida State, but he was not efficient, but he had a clean game from the turnover perspective. Louisiana Monroe, 73-0. Wisconsin, for anyone who was
Wisconsin
not watching,
blows,
they were horrible,
man.
This year. Like, legitimately atrocious. Cruise control win, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Have to tip my cap here. He played very well at Georgia.
Yeah, I think that's what got him on people's radars.
He then played pretty damn well too against Vandy, and that was a good Vandy team.
Yeah, Vandy went on to
they went
for
on the road
spot.
Against Missouri, and he played another good game there.
All right.
They beat Tennessee pretty soundly. Clean game.
Yep.
They rallied, or not rallied, that was A&M that rallied against South Carolina, but they beat South Carolina in what was a hard-fought game, clean game. Then same thing against LSU and kind of an ugly game. From that point on, Oklahoma, he wasn't good. He only, throw out Eastern Illinois, nobody cares. And then he played pretty well in the Iron Bowl as far as throwing touchdowns, but threw for barely 100 yards, so that's a weird game to evaluate. He looked horrible against Georgia, completely overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Oklahoma, and he made enough plays, but then this is the one for me. Against the best team in the country, yes, and a team with a lot of future draft picks, yes. He was completely and totally overmatched against Indiana. And I know he was hurt, but like even some of the games I cited as his good games, you can kind of squint and say, is that really him or is that combination of still a huge talent advantage on his team and the other teams ain't that good? South Carolina, you know, you'd say, oh, he beat Lenora Sellers in his building head-to-head. That team was a mess this past year. They had tons of problems.
Donnie, do you think I'm going overboard here? Like, would you hate it? If we get here, you're hosting all our draft coverage in late April, and Roger Goodell says Ty Simpson is the 21st pick in the draft, a guy that basically has the college football resume of Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah, I wouldn't like it. It does worry me when players, first off, don't really like have a ton on tape when they're in college. Like, not even as if, hey, this guy only had one good season. It's like, no, this guy only played for really one season. Like, that's always something I get a little bit hesitant of. And I think it's just a dude that's taking advantage of a pretty weak class outside of the guy that's going to go number one.
And isn't like, yeah, that the probably lesson we should learn from Kenny?
Well, yes. You clearly isn't are that trying to apply it.
Yes. And I'm owning the fact that I was dead wrong. And I'm trying to make myself better at this by saying I'm not going to fall for the same thing again.
And I think by the time we get there, I do think he's going to get picked on that first night.
Ugh. Hopefully it's
Jets. Yeah, I'm not saying by the Steelers. I mean, I know like the Jets have gotten some shine there, the Rams because of McVay. But it's more about the rest of the class outside of Mendoza either going back to school or crumbling entirely.
Oh, by the way, to whatever extent we like to do apples-to-apples comps with Lance Zierlein's rankings of players as draft prospects,
mm-hmm.
Kenny a better draft prospect, according to him, than Ty Simpson.
Where did he have Kenny?
Well, he does that little numerical system.
Yep.
Kenny's was 6.4, will become a good starter within 2 years.
Yikes.
Ty Simpson's like 6.28.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.